This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. Four people, including the gunman, were killed and eight others were injured Friday at a U.S. naval base in Pensacola, Florida. Authorities say the suspect in the shooting was a member of the Saudi Arabian Air Force who was training at NAS Pensacola. The suspect fired a handgun in a classroom building before being shot to death by Escambia County Sheriff's deputies. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis praised the officers for stopping the shooter.
And so in one of the darkest days, I think, of the base's history, you still saw some of that bravery and grit come out, and even people who had been wounded themselves thinking about others and what could be done to save others.
Two sheriff's deputies were wounded with non-life-threatening injuries. At the White House, President Trump tweeted that he had spoken with Saudi King Salman, who offered his condolences over the attack. Trump said the king insisted the shooting in no way represented the feelings of the Saudi people. This is the second shooting at a U.S. Navy base this week. On Wednesday, a sailor at Pearl Harbor shot and killed three other people before killing himself. President Trump has only a few hours to say whether he will take part in the next stage of the House impeachment proceedings against him. The House Judiciary Committee has given the White House until late Friday afternoon to say whether it will take part in Monday's hearing on drafting the articles of impeachment. So far, the president has refused to cooperate with the inquiry, calling the proceedings a hoax and a witch hunt. At issue is whether President Trump abused his office by withholding congressionally approved military aid to Ukraine unless Kiev started investigations that would benefit Trump politically. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Subway workers, bus drivers, teachers, police, and more. The protests over changes to France's pension system continued on Friday. As Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda reports, the outcome might depend on how long it can hold public support.
Bus drivers, doctors, teachers, police, and more. Union leaders are saying that the protests that are grinding much of France to a halt over changes to the country's pension system will continue until the government backs down. It's one of the biggest movements in decades. Friday morning rush hour was particularly brutal in the capital. Striking subway staff caused over half of Paris's lines to shut down. Commuters tried to use their cars instead to meet with over 200 miles of traffic jams. Some commuters we spoke to on Friday said they weren't happy with being collateral damage. The next big strike is planned for Tuesday.
That's Matthew LaRotonda of Reuters. Indian police shot dead four men on Friday who were suspected of raping and killing a 27-year-old veterinarian in the city of Hyderabad. Francesca Liner reports, the action drew applause from her family and citizens outraged over crimes against women.
Police said they had taken the suspects, two truck drivers and two truck cleaners, aged between 20 and 26, to reconstruct the crime. But when they tried to snatch the policemen's weapons, they were shot dead in crossfire that also left two policemen injured. The news was welcomed by the victim's family and by citizens outraged over crimes against women in the country. Over the past week, thousands of people staged angry protests over the case. But on Friday, a crowd gathered at the site of the shooting to celebrate. Some shouting, "Long live police," and throwing flower petals at police vans in support. Others, though, were concerned about the apparent instant justice of the incident, including Rukmini S., an Indian columnist who argued that abandoning the rule of law would not make women any safer.
That's Francesca Lina of Reuters. The U.S. economy added 266,000 jobs in November, AP's Shelley Adler reports.
This is just a solid all-around report.
Gus Fauché, who's the chief economist with PNC Financial Services Group.
Obviously, we saw an increase in manufacturing employment with the end of the auto workers' strike, but we also saw job gains across a wide variety of industries, so education and healthcare, travel and tourism, business and professional services, transportation.
So consumers should be feeling pretty good.
We have more people working. They have bigger paychecks. Consumers are in excellent shape. This should be a good holiday shopping season.
That's Shelley Adler, and I'm David Berg.